In the background, we have DJ 40 with Monini alongside Niniola. DJ 40, what does Monini mean?
It means I have.
I
have. But then the song itself, it's about love. It's like a boy who meets a girl at the river and all that. They fall in love.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's stunning. You know, we always love hearing music and stuff about love. And also, I was saying, the team and I were speaking earlier that we're fast approaching that season when people are getting married and etc. Yeah. Maybe we'll hear more of Monini. When everyone is playing it. Twang, twang, twang. Monini, Monini. Di boneng. Monini, Monini.
He said,
yo, this song takes me back to my December last year. It was a hit. It was a huge hit.
It also got me a lot of gigs, hey? This time, actually.
Wow. DJ 40, looking at you right now, I can attest. He's in studio. You guys can't see. You can go to UJFM's social media, and that's when you'll see his face. He doesn't look a day over 40, if that's what you're wondering. He doesn't even look a day over 40. So, I mean, I really want to find out, where does your stage name, DJ 40, your DJ name, where does it come from?
Okay, before my surname became Howe, it was Tihele. I only changed it early this year. So 40 comes from Tihele because I'm the only DJ in my family. So I just said, you know, since I'm the only DJ, let me rather call myself DJ 40 for Tihele.
All right. And, you know, thank you so much for clarifying that, because now it just makes me feel like I'm a bit slow, because even how it's written, it's F-O-R-T-E-E. Okay, it makes sense.
Because at first I used to write it as a number 4 and then a T. But then I felt like, it's too short. Even when they write me on banners and posters, I can't see myself.
You just fall into those and many more.
Yeah, many more.
Cool. So who is your biggest inspiration, DJ 40?
Right now, and actually not right now, he's been Black Coffee. And I think for every house DJ and producer, Black Coffee is the one, because he's doing the most. Both locally and internationally.
Totally. And who are some of the artists locally that you draw inspiration from, that you've worked with or collaborated with?
Right now it's, I would say, Lady Zama. I like the way she's pushing. Like, she's a very hard worker, because I know her from the days when, like, we were all starting off. And then, like, she always said that, you know, one day I'm gonna be this huge artist, I'm gonna be big, my name is gonna be big, and look at her today.
And I'm pretty sure you yourself were looking forward to the days of today when you're actually known and you're booked and busy. Paid and busy. You were looking to these days. But someone right now is where you started off. What would you say to them?
Don't listen to what other people are saying, like, because us as DJs, we tend to say, no, you guys are playing for free and all that, you're messing up the game. But we all started there. So I think that they should just keep doing what they're doing.
And,
yeah, don't listen to other people. Just follow your pace and stick to your lane. One day, things will be okay.
Let's talk about Unboxed. Tell us more about Unboxed.
Unboxed, it's where I say, you know what, I'm like opening up, like, I'm no longer focused on house music. I'm doing other genres, because even house music has different genres within it, because we have like under house, we have tech, we have pop, we have dance even.
Yes.
So, like, yeah, on Unboxed, I tried to be a little bit different, because the first song, it's a pop song.
Yes.
The opening song.
Okay.
It's a pop song, followed by a more pop again, pop and techniana.
Yes.
And then there's also Afro, there's R&B on the album. So, yeah, it features a lot of artists, like from your Niniola, who is from Nigeria.
Nigeria, yes.
Lily Million, who's originally from Malawi, George Roybos, who's from Canada. So like I worked with a lot of people from different places just to get a feel of what they also have at where they are, where they live. Yeah.
When can we, where can we get that? How can we get that? Mm-hmm. I mean, listening to it right now, I can already tell that my morning jams are going to come out of Unboxed.
Trust me. Getting me started and ready for the day.
Where can we get a hold of it?
It's available on iTunes, Google Play, actually all digital platforms. And it's going to also be available at your nearest musical store as of next week. Yeah.
Lovely. That's what I love to hear. What can we expect from you from now henceforth?
Now I'm busy organizing album tours, so I'm gonna be all over this festive season till say next year March. Mm-hmm. And from there, from March, we're gonna focus on like international gigs, because we're busy with guys from Canada, a lot of guys from Berlin, we've got Portugal. Yeah. So next day we're gonna have
you're international.
Yeah. So that's what I'm currently working on now. Yeah.
Okay, lovely. That's DJ 40, ladies and gents. He's been hanging out with us for the past hour. DJ 40, before we let you go, mm-hmm. where can they get a hold of you on social media?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's all DJ 40, DJ FORTEE.
And any gigs this weekend?
Yes, I'm playing tomorrow in Pretoria Hatfield.
Nice.
And also on Saturday, I'll be in Soshanguve, Soshache Sanyama, and Sunday it's chilled.
Nice. Sunday is chilled. Look, DJ 40, before I let you go, I want to become a DJ. Mm-hmm. Well, at least, I love electro music. And I know, I want to make money off it and be great. Uh-huh. How much do you think, looking at me, uh-huh. I must charge for my first set?
Your first?
Yes.
For exposure, because I'm
DJ 40.
Mari, imagine your first.
Look, it's my first set.
You don't know how you're gonna perform there. What if there you get a stage fright and then you don't perform?
I'm gonna kill it.
Next thing they paid you 20,000, 25K.
I think I'm just gonna kill it. Okay, DJ 40, honestly, yeah. let's be real. Okay. Let's not say for free because my exposure is fine. My brand will be attached to my DJ brand.
Yeah.
So how much do you think I must charge these people?
I might say starting maybe say 15.
15. No. People make gualas. So I can tell you how much DJ 40 gets paid about. He's already playing at Hatfield. He's guapping up 50,000, I'm telling you. Just for playing on a Saturday.
Like, if you're starting with 15K, uh-huh. I mean, like, how much are you worth now? I mean, like, you don't have to answer that, but I'm
you
just
don't have
wondering,
to answer that,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying that she's already a brand.
Yeah,
you said, when you attach the brand to the DJ set, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. All right, makes sense. Thank you so much, DJ 40, for hanging out with us. Wings and Colors. Hmm. One word. One mm-hmm. sentence. What is this song about?
Okay, when I start with one word, it's inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
It's a like go get it song. Like in my life and Lily Millions, we've both experienced that thing of whereby we find people saying no, you should quit music, you'll never make it in the industry, this industry is cruel. But then we kept on going because we knew what we wanted to achieve, and we knew that there are big things on the other side. So Wings and Colors, it's about that. Like telling people that go get it.
Wow, lovely. Thank you so much, DJ 40. And good
so
luck for this weekend. Uh-huh. Keep making those 50,000s, man.
Uh-huh.
Keep making them. Here's Wings and Colors, DJ 40.